सहनाभवतु। सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते। आत्मा कः? स्थूलसूक्ष्मम् कारणशरीरात् व्यतिरिक्तः पञ्चकोशातीतः सन् अवस्थात्रयसाक्षी सच्चिदानन्दस्वरूपः सन् यस्तिष्ठति स आत्मा। वी आर् सीयिङ्ग् द नेचर् आफ् Atma. Knowing the real nature, what is Satyam and what is Mithya, is called Tattva Vivekaha. That is called discrimination. A real discriminate person who is having a viveka, that person sees the reality in everything and unreality also he sees or she sees. What is satyam in this object? What is mithya? What is real? What is unreal? This discrimination can be seen only by one person who studies Shastra. Shastram, our scriptures, alone is the pramanam. Pramanam means a means, a sadhanam, to develop the discriminative capacity. Viveka in those objects, which whatever is real in that, I have to see. What is unreal also, I have to see. Everything, in everything in this world. Who desires that? Who are those vivekis in? The author says they are called mumukshus. Mukshunam hitaya. Why I am writing this text? For those people who are the desirers of moksha. Mumukshunam. they want to find out the paramarthata. They want to find out the paramarthata in this life. Paramarthata means what? Prayojanam, the purpose of this life. Why I have come here into this world at all? What is the purpose? The person thinks there is something to achieve. There is Parama Purushartha. There is something. I have come here with a prayojanam, with a purpose. Just like that, I have not born here. I have come here with purpose. This person is called a discriminative person, Viveki. That person questions, what is this? He is called Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna. He is a Viveki. He is having a Vairagyam, dispassion towards all ephemeral things, which are all fleeting, fluctuating all the time in their nature. So this person urge increases more and more. Where I can see or find out or I can know that thing which gives me more happiness, more satisfaction, this person desires. Such a person is a Viveki. He likes to see that satyam, the reality in everything, is not a blindfolded person, anartham. Is not a blindfolded person. This person is an intelligent, informed person, mature person. Search for a guru who can give me the answer, or who can remove my doubts, my intellectual doubts. What is this creation? Who am I? Where from I am coming? Where am I going? Who is that created me? If he is created, if he is a God, where is he? Why he has created me at all? All these questions and doubts, no, lot of samshayas he is having. Searching for a person who can give answer for all these questions. A mature person approach a guru. For such a person, this book is more, you know, like a, you know, sweet dish, madre. Sweetest Tattva Bodha. Tattva Bodha is a sweetest book. For whom? A real desirer of moksha. Not for all people. A person who wants to come out of all these doubts, who want to come out of all these doubts, doubt-free life I want to lead. So I want to get knowledge. For that person, this book is, you know, always thinking about the book. About the book means about the subject matter all the time. And thinking about that teacher who is teaching that subject matter all the time. All the time. Why I'm telling all the time means a person who thinks all the time about Tattva Bodha or the, about the teacher who is teaching Tattva Bodha, that person alone can get self-knowledge in this birth. All the time if he is having or she is having that thinking alone, such a person alone gets self-knowledge in this birth. If not, once in a while I think about Tattva Bodha, once in a while I think about Tattva Bodha guru, teacher, moksha will come next birth or next birth, next birth. But you see, all people who are remembering the first class of Tattva Bodha and remembering coming all the way, that means you are all going to get Jivan Mukti in this Janma itself. Doubt-free life. So what is that? Atma Kaha, when the student asks. Now Guru is started teaching. Atma kaha, what is that Atma? The Satyam Vastu is Atma in this creation, nothing else. Other than Atma, everything is poyina, unreal. How bold the Guru telling, everything is unreal. Atma alone is real, tadanyat sarvam mithya. Mithya means what? Unreal. What is Atma means? I have given some important points. Atma means the inner core, the essence, the pith of the thing or a person. The inner content, the substratum, the adhishtanam, without which that object, the person can never survive. Without which, that is Satyam. Satyam is Atma. Atma is Satyam, independently exists. Whatever independently exists is Nityam. Nityaha, that Atma is Ekaha. First Satyam, that is truth. Then second thing, Nityam, eternal. And Sarvagatam, all-pervading, that Atma is all-pervading. For example, the gold ornaments. What is the truth of the golden ornament? Gold is the truth content. Satyam. If ornament is there or not, the chain is there or not, bangle is there or not, ring is there or not, what remains all the time? Gold remains. So gold is the Satyam. Similarly, the desk, the bench, all the furniture, the names and forms are all temporary. They are all dependently existing. Desk is existing because of whom? Wood. So wood is the Atma for whom? For a desk. Wood is the Atma, content, substratum, source for the desk. Similarly, wood is the substratum, Atma, the content, the core, the adhishtanam for the bench. Similarly, another example, the wave. Wave is there, ocean is there. So the wave, substance is what? In the wave, what is the substance? Water is the substance. The substance, the content. Without that water, can the wave exist? No. So the wave cannot exist without the water. The ocean name and form can exist without the water? No. So the ocean also, the name form exists only because of water. Then what is Satyam? Water is Satyam. Ocean is Mithya, unreal. Wave is Mithya, unreal. Desk is Mithya, unreal. That means what? All Nama Rupas are unreal, which are coming and going. All Nama Rupas are dependently existing, therefore Anityam. Therefore Anityam, temporary. Similarly, in all ornaments, gold is one, but ornaments are many. Swarnam only ekahana, one alone. Similarly, wood is only one, but furnitures are many. Waves are many, but what is one? Water is one. Similarly, appa, in exams, you have to come to Darshtanta. Similarly, All these names and forms, beings are there in the world. All these beings are the names and forms. The truth is Atma. The Satyam Vastu is Atma. Atma means Sarvam Vyapnoti. Apnoti Sarvam iti Atma. Definition. There are so many definitions for Atma. One definition is enough for us now. Apnoti Sarvam iti Atma. All the ornaments, gold apnoti, gold pervades. All the furniture, who pervades? Wood pervades. In all waves, who pervades? Water pervades. Similarly, in all beings, Atma pervades. Vyapanam, Vyapti pervades. Therefore, Atma is Satyam. Then, the beings, human beings, animals, birds, trees, all these beings, so many creatures are there, pranis are there. All these names and forms are mithya. Once Atma is Satyam, all other names and forms are mithya, unreal. So the Guru is telling, really tell me what is Atma. Satyam is Atma, tad anyat mithya. Important 5 points we have to note here. Atma is not the part of the body. Before that, one example, Swamiji's favorite example I'll give. See, the hand, here, what you are seeing? Fingers, you know, little finger, ring finger, middle finger, forefinger, thumb, palm, you are seeing everything. You say, don't read my lines, okay? So, all this you see, but you never enumerate one thing because of which really you are seeing the hand. That is light. Padalo, what is this in a hand? You say, this is hand. There are 5 fingers, you say. But there is one more thing I ask. Nothing is there, Swamini, only lines are there. You know, cross lines or lines are there. I'll ask you, one more thing is there, you tell me. Nothing is there, you say. I say, there is light. You, so because of light only you are able to see the hand. Yes or no? The light you have taken it as granted. Now tell me, the light which is pervading the hand, is the part of the hand? It is not part of the hand. It is a property of the hand. The light pervading the hand is a property of the hand? No. So light is not the part of the hand, number one. Light is not the property of the hand, number two. Light is not the product of the hand. From this hand only light has come? No, it is not a product. That means what? Light is not the part of the hand. Light is not the property of the hand. Light is not the even product of the hand. Then what? Second point. Light is that which is different from the hand. Yes? Light is that which is different from the hand. Second point. Part, property, product, full put together. One point. First point. Light is not the part of the hand, property of the hand, product of the hand. Point number one. Number two, light is different from the hand. Point number two. Light is that which is different from the hand. Point number three, light is that which enlivens the hand. Light helps to see the hand. If suddenly this light goes, can you see my hand? You cannot see. either it is tube light or sunlight you require. So therefore, to see the hand, what require? Light is required. Therefore, third point is what? Light is that which enlivens, means the hand's existence is possible. I can see only because of light. Therefore, light enlivens the hand. Third point. The fourth point, light is pervading the hand, and beyond the hand, light is there or not? Light is there. Light is pervading the hand and pervading beyond, outside the hand also. Yes? Fourth point. Light is that which enlivens the hand. Third point. Which pervades the hand beyond the hand also. Clear? Fifth point, light is that if I take out the hand, light is there or not? It's there. Light survives even after I take out my hand. Yes or no? Light is that which survives even after the hand withdrawn. The withdrawal time also, the light is there, survives. But that light cannot be seen. Light survives even after the disappearance of the hand, but that light cannot be seen. These 5 points, throughout your study, Vedanta study, you have to remember. Now apply to the body and Atma. In the Atma place, you have to put light. Okay, this is Drishtanta, example. In the Atma place, you have to put light, comparison. In the hand place, body. Now, the same 5 points I am bringing to this body and Atma. Okay, Atma is that, is not the part of the body. Atma is that which is not the part of the body. Atma is that which is not the property of the body. It is not a property. It is not a guna. It is not an adjective. According to Vedanta, other philosophers take the Atma as a guna. It's an attribute. Only Vedantin says it's not a property of the body. Many people say Atma is a part of the body. Some people say, Atma is a part of the body. How much big body is that much big Atma also they say. That means part of the body. That's why I'm telling this point. Atma is not part of the body, property of the body. Atma is not a product of the body. Because according to some people, philosophers, when this brain, no, the mind and the brain join together, Atma will is a product, it comes out. It is a mechanism, something happens in the brain, then Atma born, consciousness is born. They say, as a product, some phenomenon. Atma is a product because of brain phenomenon. Other philosopher systems say, what Vedantin says, Advaita philosophy says, Atma is not a product of the body. So what is the first point? Atma is not the part of the body. Atma is not the property of the body. Atma is not the product of the body. Then what? Atma is that which enlivens the body. This body survives, is enlivened because of whom? Atma. This is second point. Atma enlivens the body. That is third point, Chunnano. Okay, okay. Atma is different from the body. Second point. Atma is different from the body. Okay? In the drishtanta example we have taken, second point, what? Different hand. Light is different from the hand. Here also, Atma is different from the body. Since Atma is not the part of the body, property of the body, product of the body, therefore it is different from the body. Vetiriktam. Different from the body. Second point. Atma, third point. Atma pervades. Pervades the body. Atma is that which pervades the body. Pervades the body and outside the body. Periphery. Outside the periphery of the body also Atma pervades. Just as the light pervades the hand, and periphery also it pervades. Vyapitam. So Atma is pervades the body, and Atma is beyond the boundaries of the body. Light is beyond the boundaries of the hand. Adhe madre, Atma is also is beyond the boundaries of the body. Boundaries means everyone has their boundaries. Atma pervading the body and pervading beyond the boundaries of the body. This is third point. Fourth point, Atma enlivens the body. Atma enlivens the body. Because of Atma alone, this body is surviving. Fifth point, Atma is that which survives even after the fall of the body. If I understand these five points, whole Vedanta is simple. Okay, that's why I am telling this much time. Atma survives even after the fall of the body. And another corollary we have to understand. Once the body is destroyed, that Atma cannot be able to interact with the world. The survival Atma, which survives even after the fall of the body, that Atma cannot interact with the world, cannot be recognizable, cannot be recognizable, cannot be discovered. Clear all these points? Once again I will repeat. Atma is not part of the body, property of the body, product of the body. Point number one. Point number two, Atma is different from the body. Point number two. Atma pervades the body and pervades the beyond the boundaries of the body. Atma pervades the body and beyond the boundaries of the body also it pervades. This is number three. Number four, Atma enlivens the body. That which enlivens the body, that Atma must be Satyam. Without which this body cannot exist. This is fourth point. Atma enlivens the body. Atma survives even after the fall of the body. Fifth point. Atma survives even after the fall of the body because it is Nityam. Atma ekaha nityaha permanent. So it must survive after the fall of the body. But I cannot interact. I cannot see the Atma. Clear? So therefore, these are all five points we have to remember. Five point program. Okay, new government has come, no? So, in our Vedanta also, we have to remember all important points, resolutions, we have to pass on all these things. Then you can go and work on that. No? Now, Guru says, Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharirat Vyatiriktaha. So what is said? Atma is different from the body. So Atma Kaha, when the student asked, what teacher says? Atma is that, Vetiriktaha means other than, different from. Atma is different from the Sthula Shariram, gross body. Sthula means gross. Gross means that which is visible, tangible. Tangibly you can see the body.
Body. Clear? Now, that means Sthula Shariram is not body, not Atma. Okay, Sthula Shariram is not Atma. This physical body is not Atma. These are all corollaries. One point I say, second point you have to supply. Sthula Shariraat Vetiriktaha Atma, when I say Atma is different from the body, means next point what should come in our mind. Teacher need not say Shariram Atma illai en artham. Kuramal Kuri en chollam illaya. Chollamal chollen endu ipoda purinjikanam. I need not say Atma is not body. Saying Atma is different from the gross body itself, there is another answer also. What is that? Atma is not this physical body. Very important statement. You have to underline. Number one. Number two, Sukshma Shariraat Vetiriktaha. Sthula, Sukshma, Karana Shariraat. Now Sthula negated. Sukshma Shariraat Abhi. Sukshma means subtle body. Atma is that which is different from the subtle body. That means what? Atma is not the subtle body. Once I say, I am different from this hall. No, I am different from this hall means I am not hall. This is possession in the house. Dog is different from me. Dog is different from me means what? I am not that. I am not that. Similarly, Atma is that which is different from the subtle. Atma is not the subtle body. Then what? That's what I'm saying. First, Atma is not physical body. Atma is not subtle body. Then Atma is causal body. Oh. No. Karana Shriira Dapi Vyatiriktaha. Different from the causal body. What is Sthula Shariram? What is Sukshma Shariram? What is Karana Shariram? Again, student is going to ask. That's why I am not explaining here. Karana Shariraad Vetiriktaha means I am not the causal body. Atma is not the causal body. So what I am telling? I am. My body, my mind. See, coming here, point. My body means what? I am the possessor of the body. Okay? I am the possessor of the body. Possessor of the body is different from the possessed. Huh? Yes. I am the owner of this house, suppose I say. Owner of this house means what? I am different from the house. Similarly, when I say my house means I am not the house. Inna? Sandehama? My house, whenever I say, house belong to me, house is mine, but I am not house. அழகா சொல்றாளோ இல்லையோ அதே மாதிரி மை பாடி மீன்ஸ் வாட் பாடி இஸ் மைன் அப்படிதானே அர்த்தம் இந்த இங்கிலீஷ் தெரியும் இல்லையோ இந்த அளவுக்கு இங்கிலீஷ் தெரியாதா மை பாடி மீன்ஸ் வாட் பாடி இஸ் மைன் வாட் இஸ் மைன் இஸ் நாட் மீ அப்பா எவ்வளோ பெரிய டிஸ்கவரி வாட் அ டிஸ்கவரி கிரேட் இன்வென்ஷன் எஸ் டிஸ்கவரி ஒன்லி You are always using my body, my body, my body. Just I am extending that. Your thought alone, I am extending. That's all. And making you to think. That's all. I am not giving any new idea for you. We always use my body, my body. If you put in other words, body is mine. Mine means belong to me. What is mine? What is belong to me is not me. This is simple. Think any reasonable thinking person can understand. Is there any difficulty? Why people say Vedanta is so difficult, Vedanta is so difficult? Padikka vendiya vidhama padikkalan artham. So if you study in a proper way, you can understand Vedanta, the simple subject. Okay? Therefore, Similarly, causal body also, causal body also is not Atma, it is different. Okay, all three bodies are negated. Three bodies are not Atma. Pancha kosha atitaha. Five koshas are there in this body. Three bodies are divided into again five. Onnilla. In the sukshma shariram vandu mooda divided, that's all. One sukshma shariram divided into pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha and vijnanamaya kosha. That's all. Karanam shariram is anandamaya kosha. Annamaya kosha is sthula shariram. In the middle sukshma shariram only divided into three. How many it will become? Sthula shariram, annamaya kosha. Karana shariram, anandamaya kosha. Then these three put together sukshma shariram. That is what pancha means. Five kosha means layers. Pancha kosha atitaha means other than, different from. This Atma is that who is different from the five koshas. Five koshas are those. Annamaya kosha is the first one. Pranamaya kosha is the second one. Manomaya kosha is the third one. Vijnanamaya kosha is the fourth one. Anandamaya kosha is the fifth one. So, three koshas is not Atma. Vetiriktaha. Pancha kosha atitaha san. Okay, sthula shariram negated, sukshma shariram negated, karana shariram negated. Atma is not. Even panchakoshas also not Atma. Then avastha traya sakshi. Then who is Atman? Avastha trayam. Avastha na. Three avasthas are there. States, levels, stages of life. Stages of the period. Jagrat avastha. Waking state is the first. Jagrat avastha. ஏன்னா இதெல்லாம் நான் சொல்லலைன்னா நீங்கள் அவஸ்தா அவஸ்தான்னு நினச்சி என்னமோ அவஸ்தா அவஸ்தா சொல்கிறார் சுவாமினி. தமிழ் அவஸ்தான்னா ப்ராப்ளம். இங்கே அவஸ்தான்னா ஸ்டேட்டஸ், ஸ்டேட், ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட். வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்தா ட்ரீம் ஸ்டேட். நவ் யூ ஆர் ஆல் இன் ஹுச் ஸ்டேட்? அப்பா தேங்க் காட். ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்தா, எல் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆர் ஹேவிங் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட். And all of us having dream state also. Okay, dreams also we are getting, that state also we get. And not waking and not dreaming, what state? Deep sleep state. That is Sushupti Avastha. The three avasthas. Avastha Traya. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. These three put together, Avastha Traya. The next word, the crucial word, Sakshi. Yarappa in the Atma, I'm chonna. And the Atma, Sakshi, the witnesser of these three states. I know I am, how do you know all of you are waking? Tell me. I asked you, all of you are in which state? No? Wouldn't immediately you responded? What? We are all in waking state. No? That means we aware of, we know that we are in waking state. That is called Sakshi. We are the witnessers of waking state, Sakshi. That, who is that Sakshi? Atma. That means what? Inge vandachi, full Vedanta. See, very important, very interesting answer. When I ask you, you are all in which state? You said all of us are in waking state. Guru says here that Sakshi, Avasthatraya Sakshi, the witnesser is Atman. Avasthatraya Sakshi. That means what? Now extend this. Who gave the answer? I am in waking state. Who gave? I only gave the answer. That means you. You gave the answer. You convert into I. When the Swamini asked, I gave immediately answer what? I am in waking state. That means what? I know that I am in waking state. Therefore, I can tell you I am in waking state. I am aware of, I am the witnesser of the waking state. That is called Sakshi. That means what? I am Atma. Understand? I am the Atma who is the witnesser of this waking state. Hange inge theda dingo.
ஆத்மா எங்கேயோ இருக்கு, தேடி கண்டுபிடிக்கணுமா உள்ள எங்கேயோ எங்க இருக்கப்பா. அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சி, அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் ஸ்வப்ன, ஹூஸ் இஸ் த ஸ்வப்ன ட்ரீம், ஐ, ஐ அலோன் ட்ரெம்ட், ஐ ட்ரெம்ட், தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த சாட்சி ஆஃப் ட்ரீம், ஸோ ஐ ஆம் த ஆத்மா. சி ஆத்மா இப்படின்னு சொல்லாமலே எப்படி சொல்லி கொடுக்குறாங்க பாருங்க. ஆத்மா அண்ணா என்ன அண்ணா, ஆத்மா அண்ணா இது என்று சொல்ல வேண்டாமோ குரு? ஆத்மா அண்ணா இதப்பா, இது பாரு, இது இப்படி இப்படி என் ஆத்மா, அப்படி சொல்லாமலே இது இல்லை இது இல்லை இது இல்லைன்னு சொல்லி அதுக்கப்புறம் அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சி இல்லையோ அந்த சாட்சி தான் ஆத்மான்னு சொல்கிறார். ஸோ ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேஜ். அம்மா இந்த ஆத்மாக்கு கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ்ன்னு எப்படி பேர் வந்தது என்ன? வென் ஐ ஆஸ்க் யூ, யூ ஆர் இன் ஹுச் ஸ்டேட், வி ஆர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், ஹவு டு யூ நோ? எஸ் சுவாமினி, ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மை வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மை வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த ஆத்மா, சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஆத்மா இஸ் கால்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தட் ஹுச் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட்? கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். சிம்பிளாக சொன்னால் இவ்வளோதானா? கஷ்டமாக சொன்னால் பியாண்ட் ஹெட். அதுதான் கம்யூனிகேஷன். ஆத்மா இஸ் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட். சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் மை வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா. சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மை வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட், ஹுச் இஸ் த கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். Since I am conscious of everything, I am consciousness. Understand? I means what? Sthula sharira vetiriktaha, sukshma sharira vetiriktaha, karana sharira vetiriktaha, avasthatraya sakshi, panchakosha atitaha, aham, aham, atma. Then, satchidananda swarupaha, what is my nature? ஆமாம், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ்ன்னு சொன்னேன், எனக்குன்னு ஒரு ஸ்வரூபம் இருக்கமான வேண்டாமா? என்ன ஈ ஸ்வரூபம் எல்லாம் ஃபைட்டு ஹைட்டு வெயிட் எல்லாம் இந்த ஸ்தூல சரீரத்தும் போயிடுது. ஓகே, இட் ஹேஸ் கான் டு திஸ் ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி. வாட் 70 kgs, 80 kgs? பிகாஸ் திஸ் பாடி இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா, தேர் ஃபோர் திஸ் வெயிட் ஹைட் எவ்ரி திங் காம்ப்ளெக்ஷன் கான் டு வித் ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி. அண்ட் த மைண்ட், தட் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், that sad, no, happy, dukkham, sukham, everything belong to the mind, sukshma sariram, therefore they are all gone. Then what is my nature? Since I am the witnesser of the avasthas, three states, since I am the witnesser, I am conscious, since I am conscious of everything, therefore I am consciousness, then what is my nature? Satchidananda swarupaha. I am the consciousness. What is my nature? Sat, my swarupam. Chit, my swarupam. Anandaha, my swarupam. Sat is equal to chit. Chit is equal to ananda. All are similar synonyms which are my real nature. இது சொல்லாமலே what anybody ask, who are you anna? I am son of Hanumanta Rao. I am daughter of Subba Rao. I am daughter-in-law of so and so. இது சொல்கிறாமே தவிர எனிபடி சேஸ் தப்பி தவறி நீ யாரப்பான்னா நான் சச்சிதானந்த ஆத்மா ஸ்வரூபன் சொல்ல மாட்டாளே. அதுதான் அது மித்யா, நம்ம சொல்றதெல்லாம் மித்யா, இதுதான் சத்தியம். சச்சிதானந்த ஸ்வரூபா யஹ திஷ்டதி சஹ ஆத்மா, யஹ திஷ்டதி அஹம் திஷ்டாமி அஹம் ஆத்மா. தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் நல்லா இருக்கேன், கொஞ்சம் மேலே சொல்லுங்க. இந்த ஸ்தூல சரீரம் என்னென்ன, ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டிட்டாச் திஸ் பாடி, ஹவ் எவர் மச் யூ சே ஐ ஆம் ஸ்தூல சரீர வெத்திரிக்தா, ஸ்டில் ஐ ஆம் கிளிங்கிங் டு பாடி. டெல் மீ அபவுட் திஸ் பாடி, வாட் இஸ் திஸ் பாடி? That's why to get that tattvam, the bodha, the jnanam, at tattva bodha to get, I should know what is not me. So what is not me? Why I am not that also I should know. Because of this reason I am not that, I am not that, I am not that. So to know that, to negate that, I am not that, first I should know its nature. சும்மா ஸ்தூல சரீரம் இல்லைன்னு சொன்ன சுவாமினு நீங்க சொல்றல அங்க மேடம் மேல உட்கார்ந்தேன் எனக்கு ஒன்றமோ நம்ப முடியல. அதுதான் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு டவுட். ஸ்தூல சரீரம் கிம் பஞ்சீகிருதம் பஞ்சமஹாபூதைஃ க்ருதம் சத்கர்மஜன்யம் சுகதுக்காதி போகாயதனம் ஷரீரம் அஸ்தி ஜாயதே வர்த்ததே விபரிணமதே அபக்ஷீயதே விநஷ்யதீதி ஷட் விகாரவத் ஏதத் ஸ்தூல ஷரீரம். What is this physical gross body? Whatever we have studied in science, in college, biology, that biology is different from this biology. The anatomy of the body. The anatomy of the body, how Vedanta talks, how Shastra defines this body, it's wonderful. We have to understand how this is made up of. Now we have to, this sthula shariram has got four factors or four ingredients we can take, four components we can take, or four features, very very important. If Tattvabodha is thorough, all Upanishads are walk over. If Tattvabodha is not thorough, all Upanishads are like walking on the razor's edge. No? Difficult, toughest. That's why Tattvabodha must be very, very thorough. No? Four features. First feature. Anything in this creation need four features. The four features, first, especially for this body, four features. The first one, what is the raw material of this body? Anything in this world requires a raw material. Moola padartham. Raw means moolam. Material means padartha. It is made up of what? That is called moola padartha. Or raw material, the material cause, we can call it as material cause. This is the first feature. Second feature, what is the cause for this physical body? There must be a cause. Without cause it cannot come. Karanam illamale nothing can come. There must be a karanam for that. So the second feature is the cause. Karanam. Third feature is everything, whatever come into this existence in this universe, it has a purpose. It has its own function. It has its own function, purpose. That is the function, is the fourth feature. What is the function of this body at all? Then fourth feature is what is its nature, swarupam. What is its nature? You buy any gadget in any shop, you go and see, all these four are required. Yeah. Raw material is required. It must have a cause, must be prayojanam. Otherwise, how it will be created? Why? For whom? Cause must be there. Then it has its own function also. Action. function also. Without function, no gadget is created in this universe. Similarly, it has its nature also. You take any small product to highest product in the world, anywhere, these four features are compulsory. All are those machines, Swamini. Why this body? This is a machine. This is also a product. This is also a machine. It has four features. That four features are given in this statement. First one is panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. The raw material of this physical body is panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi. By the pancha means five, bhuta means elements, bhutaihi means by the five elements. What type of elements? Panchikrita. The elements which are grossified, visible, tangible. The elements which are grossified, that from that elements or by that elements, kritam, made up of. Who? Sthula shariram. This is the first feature. Panchikrita. Pancha mahabhutaihna, the great elements, not ordinary. The great elements which are grossified, panchikritam, pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. This is the raw material, the moola padartham to manufacture this body. Irka illiya pancha mahabhutas vadamlo? Na doubt. See, this body is made up of what? Vegetables, food. How food came? From earth. So earth is one of the panchabhuta. What are the panchabhutas? Earth, water, fire, air, space. Ipidi ponu order. Space, air, fire, water, earth. So earth, this body is made up of earth means indirectly. By vegetables, carbohydrates, nutritions, idli, dosha, sambar, vegetables, ellame put in the body is 60 kgs. 60 enna swamini, 85 irukana, 90 kgs. So, earth, prithvi element is there or not in this body? Is there. Then, jalam content is there in this body? Yes. Maximum body is full of water only. That's why apsaras, you know, they are called apsara. Why, you know, up means water. They are always shining skin apsaras. You know, nariya water irukuma. Madamalo. In their body, there is full of water content is more. So in our body also, there is a lot of water content. Doubt irundana, runnaad tanni kudikamana irunga paarunga. Theriyum. So water is there. Second element. What is the fire element? Warmth, you know, the body. The warmth of life, you can see the temperature. What is the normal temperature? 98.4. So, temperature. Thank God, we are all having. Okay. Agni is there. Another panchabhuta. Then, air. Pranavayu is going on. Throughout. Routine, we are breathing in. That is also there. The space occupied. How much we are occupying? How much fat we are, that much we are occupying. So, all five elements this body is made up of. Is it clear? Simple. That's why bhuta udal. Pancha mahabhutai kritam. That's why bhautika shariram. Why this is called bhuta udal bhautika shariram? Made up of five elements. First feature. Clear? Very, very clear, I hope. Okay? Second feature is the cause. Any product can come only because of some reason, the cause. Just like that, it cannot come. Similarly, this body also came out of Sat Karma Janyam. This is born out of Sat Karma, Punya Karma. Punyam, out of punyam. Satkarma means punyam. Janyam means this body is born. Janyam means born. Emerges, comes into existence because of punyam. Number two. Number three, what is the function? Sukha, dukkha, adi. Adi enna misritam. Sukham, dukham, rondirukum. Oru vaati. Oru vaati full sukham. Oru vaati full dukham. Sukha, dukkha, adi means sukha, dukkha, misritam. Ayatanam means abode. It is an abode where this sukha, dukkha can be exhausted, can be experienced. Just as the person goes to office and sits and writes, where can he do the cashier work? And the cabin he can do and do cashier work. Treasurer. Epdina? Ayatanam is required. Without ayatanam abode, how can you do? So to exhaust punya, to exhaust papa, to exhaust punya, the punya papa, are dukkha, sukha, both. Mixture, you require an abode. So this body is an abode to undergo the sukha, dukkha. Therefore, this body is the function is what? Sukha, dukkha, ayatanam. This is the function of the body. This is shariram. Bhoga ayatanam shariram. Then, nature of the body. Asti jayate vardhate viparanamate apakshiyate vinashyati. Shat vikaras. All six modifications undergoing the change all the time is the nature of the body. Nature of the body. If I know this, I will never go to beauty parlor. Yeah, nature of the body. Nature of the body. Just a joke, you can go if you want, I don't mind. Yeah, this is the fact. All the six modifications, shat vikaravat. All those shat vikaras, we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.